Staffing shortages are once again being blamed for ongoing temporary closures at the emergency department at Queen's General Hospital in Liverpool. Darlene Davis is the executive director for community and rural health for Nova Scotia Health's Western Zone. She says it boils down to not enough doctors or nurses, despite hiring efforts to bolster the Queen's ER in the past year.
So we're constantly in a position of recruitment. You know, it is a challenge to try and keep staff onboarded. So, you know, people leave for a variety of reasons. So whether it's retirement or they're relocating or just looking for other opportunities.
Davis didn't know how many more doctors are needed at the Queen's General ER, but she said they need to hire 10 more nurses to help keep the department open more often. The ER was closed for parts of Wednesday and Thursday and will reopen Friday morning at 8. It will remain open until Sunday at 5 a.m. when it will close until Monday at 8 a.m. According to numbers provided by Nova Scotia Health, temporary closures affected the Queen's General Emergency Department for 13 days in November, 15 in December, and 10 so far in January. Davis said ER schedules are planned at least 4 to 8 weeks in advance, but they're addressed on a daily basis.
We certainly don't plan to be closed. We plan to be open. And, you know, our goal is to provide as much reliability and consistency as we possibly can to the community. So we're striving to fill those shifts every day. Our goal is to be open 7 days a week.
Patients who need emergency care can go to the ER at South Shore Regional Hospital in Bridgewater or call 911. Patients of Queen's Family Health can also access the same-day clinic for certain conditions by calling 902-354-3322. And the Mental Health and Addictions Crisis Line is available 24 hours a day at 1-888-429-8167.